built a program to solve the problem of malnutrition in America, and now we have a problem of obesity, Representative Steve King said recently, referring to Michelle Obama's Nutrition in Schools program. What Mr. King is suggesting is that we build the border wall using the money from food stamps as well as the defunding of Planned Parenthood. King wants that wall built, and he's happy to use EBT card money to get the job done. After all, he says, the nutrition program of Michelle Obama's school program works so well that now the poorest citizens are overweight. Thanks a lot, Michelle. You're probably responsible for the diabetes epidemic in America, too. Why aren't we investigating your role in the murder of innocent people across this once great nation? And why isn't Trump tweeting on this? We elect these folks. My fellow Americans elect these people. Yours too, by the way. These are the people who want to end Medicaid and substitute health care you can choose, not something dictated to you by the damn government. Of course it'll cost more, a lot more, but when you reach the point you can't afford to buy it, that's your decision, see? That, claims Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, is freedom. Freedom to choose. It's like those school lunch programs Michelle inflicted on our kids. Maybe they wanted desserts and pizzas washed down with Coke, not vegetables and fruit washed down with milk. Freedom of choice. Freedom to eat what they want. Fast food versus nutritious fare. Let the little tykes pick what tastes good to them. That's the American way. Not government intervention. Not a nanny state. Maybe offer them cigarettes, too, and a couple of shots at Jack Daniels. More options, good. Less options, bad. Land of the free, see? Same thing with science. Why shove evolution down our kids' throats? Why not let them choose to study creationism or witchcraft? Why limit their educational options? Why make those miners' children in Kentucky study global warming when all those faux scientists' claims will kill their daddy's jobs? Doesn't seem fair. Doesn't seem right. Pity the fat kids Michelle's nutrition program created. We can't help them now, but maybe we can help the next generation of children. Let's take away their food stamps and cut out the Medicaid. They'll thank us for creating new choices for them. Tough love, I know, but compassionate conservatism has to be.